The price of gasoline continues to creep back up, with Iraqi oil supplies at risk due to increasing civil unrest there. But more American gas stations are selling American-produced ethanol fuels for a growing fleet of flexible fuel vehicles. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Shawnee Miller Vaughn fills up her car with gas at a come-and-go in Fayetteville. But if she could purchase an environmentally friendly fuel, would she?
Absolutely, if that were an option for my car. I am forced to use premium with my car.
Over on the far side of the station hangs a corn-colored fuel dispenser which delivers almost pure ethyl alcohol, ethanol, called E85. It's a blend of 15% gasoline and 85% ethanol. Greg Watkins, sales manager, says for now a select few patrons are purchasing it.
We have a few customers ask us about it. Usually just like if we carry it or not. And I'll say on pumps 1 and 2 and 17 and 18.
And he's glad his company is selling environmentally friendly gasoline.
Better for the environment, supposedly, so of course I support it. I also support more warnings, so people don't get confused and, you know, hurt their engine.
Because if you misfuel your vehicle with this high-content ethanol blend, it could cause problems down the road, says Michael Froelich. He's spokesperson for Growth Energy, an ethanol trade organization based in Washington, D.C.
If they misfuel once, it might put the check engine light on. It might need to be a little bit recalibrated.
And it's tempting to choose the E85 brand because it tends to cost less. So to prevent misfueling, gas stations and vehicle manufacturers create a number of tells.
The nozzle is the same size, but the pumps are clearly marked that they're E85, as well as the gas caps in most cars are clearly marked. They say, you know, they're yellow if they're flex fuel capable, and they'll say E85 capable on them. Some pumps actually, when you lift up the handle and go to pump, it'll say, you know, you're using, you know, 85% blend ethanol. Make sure, you know, this is proper for your car.
E85 contains a higher amount of oxygen and can be more corrosive than gasoline, so flexible fuel vehicle engines are modified to be ethanol compatible.
Well, ethanol is a renewable fuel. It's most commonly made from a starch. In the United States, we predominantly use corn to produce ethanol, but we also have some grain sorghum plants that produce and generate ethanol.
Ethanol is also made from sugarcane, primarily in South America. About 17% of U.S. field corn, not sweet corn, Froelich says, is grown to produce ethanol.
We only use the starch out of that kernel of corn, only one-third of it. The rest, the protein, the fiber, the oil, the really nutritious stuff has returned into a byproduct or a co-product called distiller's grains, which is used for an animal feed.
Making ethanol sustainable, Froelich says.
What's great about it is it's a renewable fuel. It's something that we don't have to rely on foreign countries for. We just rely on some sunshine and some rain and Mother Nature, who can sometimes be unpredictable. But it is a fantastic solution in terms of decreasing dependence on oil and moving away from fossil fuels and towards renewable, cleaner-burning energy sources.
Remember gasohol? First blended in the 1970s, but it was the Energy Policy Act passed by Congress in 2005 that mandated refiners add 4.7 billion gallons of ethanol to the nation's gas supply to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and America's dependence on foreign oil.
And all the ethanol industry has ever asked for is to be able to compete in an open marketplace, to give the consumer the choice that they should deserve.
2 years later, Congress passed the Energy Independence and Security Act, which set an annual increase in ethanol in the fuel supply into the foreseeable future. But critics complain the ethanol push is not about big climate, but big agriculture looking to make lots of money from the sales of fuel corn with the help of government subsidies. And this year, the brakes were placed on ethanol inputs as EPA reconsiders tweaking America's fuel supply. Environmental groups, including the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, claim bioenergy crop cultivation poses a risk to ecosystems and biodiversity and may increase greenhouse gas emissions due to land use changes. Such groups are pushing for stricter fuel economy standards for cars and light trucks. But Michael Froelich, an ethanol advocate, says it's good for the mix.
gasoline is a very complex cocktail. And what we're adding in is a renewable component that burns cleaner and also helps with performance issues because it's a higher octane fuel.
More than 2,600 E85 fueling stations operate in the United States, and hundreds of fueling stations have the corn yellow flex fuel pumps. Minnesota has the most, followed by Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa, big corn states. In Arkansas, we have 44 stations in 23 cities that sell E85. And if you use it, you have to fuel up a bit more frequently, says Growth Energy spokesperson Michael Froelich.
You might see a little bit of mileage drag, but that really ultimately balances out because you're saving roughly sometimes $1, $1.10 a gallon over regular gasoline, like an 89-octane gasoline. So then it comes into question, maybe you stop one extra time to fill up, but you're actually you're saving money, and then you're also supporting American jobs and supporting a homegrown economy here.
Consumers are seeing a rainbow of options at the local gas station, along with the black gasoline dispensers and the corn yellow ethanol dispensers. You'll see green dispensers that deliver biodiesel made from cooking oil. A blue handle indicates liquefied and compressed fracked natural gas. Electric cars powered by coal and nuclear power hook up to your red dispensers. And finally, there's the conceptual gray liquid hydrogen dispenser, distilled from methane and liquefied only at extremely low temperatures. But if someday extracted from water and safely contained in vehicles, that gray pump will prevail. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.